where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show as we start a new week here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Lincoln, Kia, Hyundai, all new pre-owned inventory. Best in the business, sales staff, and service department. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. And every Monday show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, or go to purdyinsurance.com. Home, auto, life, business, and of course this time of the year, you've got your boat, your RV, motorcycle, all that good stuff. Best in the business as well to protect what matters most, all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, or go to purdyinsurance.com. And of course, we are almost there. This Wednesday, we are 2 days away from the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament coming up on Wednesday, and we're very much looking forward to that. Going to be myself and the suit, our buddy Chad Edmonds from over on 94KX, the Chief. We're going to be one team. The Purdy's and Steve are going to be another. Lots of others. We start at 10 o'clock. We'll do the show live 3 to 5 from the Greater Susquehanna Valley, from the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. And of course, this benefits the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA as it does each and every year. So can't wait to see everybody there on Wednesday, and looking forward to doing the show live. The weather looks absolutely perfect. Just saw an AccuWeather today, 82 and sunny. So we should have terrific weather for the Purdy Tourney coming up on Wednesday. Looking forward to that. And as far as the weekend goes, that was a pretty fantastic weekend for baseball. A lot of the big names starting off in a big way with their new teams that got traded on Friday, being, of course, Anthony Rizzo with the Yankees. He had a stupendous weekend. Home run, couple RBIs, had the game-tying RBI single yesterday as the Yankees swept the Marlins and got the Red Sox and Rays now sweating a little bit. Javi Baez went deep in his Mets debut. Of course, Rizzo did homer in his Yankee debut. And Chris Bryant homering in his Giants debut as well. And that's a good thing for baseball, certainly. We've talked about all the negatives they've had to deal with this year and through the offseason. But that was nice to see. That was really cool to see. That was a fun weekend for baseball. And on the Olympic side of things, you got Simone Biles coming back for the medal bar final, which is great to see as she continues to deal with some, looks to be, mental health issues. And it's good to see her jumping back. But also, too, it's been good to see her teammates pick her up. Now, Jade Carey won gold, and Suni Lee has done very well, being the number one gymnast for right now until Biles comes back, so that'll be fun to see her and Suni Lee in that competition. I believe it's tomorrow. So you like that. And then with the NFL today, lots of news concerning the Eagles. And we're going to start with Carson Wentz, who is now out 5 to 12 weeks, will have foot surgery on a broken bone that came up. And when I first saw this, you just can't help but shake your head and laugh. Just going by what happened, of course, you feel bad for Carson Wentz's continued injury history. But you think of this in obviously in two ways if you're an Eagle fan. You think of it as, well, the team doesn't have to deal with that anymore because they traded him away, and maybe they saw something we didn't know. I didn't like the Wentz trade, as you all know, in the very beginning. I thought I would have kept Wentz and dumped Doug, and I thought Nick Sirianni, being a Frank Reich disciple, would maybe help Wentz get back to the way he was, to that MVP-like level in 2017 before he got hurt. But, you know, maybe they did see something with more of that injury history, because now this injury from the foot may go all the way back to his high school days. I mean, it just seems like it's just never-ending. So that's one part of it if you're an Eagles fan. But, of course, the second part of it is you're still going to technically get screwed over by this, possibly, because, as we all know, for that second-round pick and the trade with the Colts to become a first-round pick, which would give the Eagles three first-round picks, Wentz has to play either 70% of the snaps and the Colts make the playoffs, or he just has to play 75% of the snaps. Now, if he's out 5 weeks, perhaps he misses a game or two, that's it. If he misses 12, he misses the first 2 months of the season, and then you're really sweating as far as that goes. So the Eagles are in a little bit of jeopardy here as far as trying to get that third first-round pick. And they've continued to stay in the Deshaun Watson trade rumors. And everyone's thing, the consensus is, it seems the Eagles would, or anybody trading for Watson, would probably have to give up three first-round picks. And, of course, the Eagles would have had that ammunition had they had the three first-round picks. But, of course, they may not now in this case, because that is very much in jeopardy. But if you ask me, I think that might be a blessing in disguise because, of course, I know Deshaun Watson has been one of the better quarterbacks when healthy, but you just don't know. There's just a lot of unknowns with all these sexual assault allegations against him. And I don't know, if you give up three first-round picks and that blows up in your face, then that just looks really ugly. So maybe that's a blessing in disguise for the Eagles if they can't get that third first-round pick. I don't know. It's just all very, very fascinating. And to add a little bit of some salt in the wound, so to speak, no, not that it seems to be that big a deal, but Devontae Smith has a sprained MCL, and so he's going to be out 2 to 3 weeks, which is a bummer because it looked like he was off to a great start in camp, and you'd like to see him get some.